I think that is how you are a leader, is through your unique ability. And so the more clear you are on what that is, the more you can do it, the better you can do it. So if you don't know how you're a good leader, then I don't know how you improve and how you continue to, how do you find the right audience to be a leader for as well, if you're not really sure on what your unique ability is. So I think that inner clarity, that inner, you talked about awareness, right? Taking what's sort of unconscious, you're good at unconsciously and becoming conscious of that is a really a natural step for a leader to be able to make a bigger impact.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, every single person out there in the podcast universe? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong, in the house. Really excited to be here with you guys for another interview. And this one is something special. So I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. But in this episode, look, let me start off this way. There are only a few strategies that are able to help you elevate not just your business, your brand, but I'm saying your mindset, your life. And in this episode, we talk about one of those concepts. And it's a concept that I love, and it's called unique ability. And it's pioneered by Dan Sullivan and this lovely, lovely guest of mine, Julia Waller, who is a friend, she's a mentor, she's a teammate, and someone that I used to work with when I had a chance to work at Strategic Coach. And it was amazing when I first discovered this. And finally, there was a terminology, a thing that explained what I was naturally great at, what I was naturally weird at, what I was naturally gifted to do. And I didn't have to fit myself into any other labels or boxes. All I had to figure out was how to tap into that unique ability and tap into my gifts. So in this episode, we're going to show you, literally, if you listen to this once, listen to this twice, slow it down if you have to, speed it up if you have to, whatever it is for you to understand and digest information, I want you to do it with this episode because it's so crucial that you do this year and you do it right now. You are going to discover how to discover your unique ability. We're going to show you the process with the step-by-step system, okay? And we're going to show you why you need to discover unique ability as a leader, as a personal brand, as someone with a message, as someone someday that's going to go and impact the world. You need your unique ability. And in this episode, we are going to show you how you can get there. And we're going to show you how to identify things that you're maybe not so great at, things that you're great at, but you probably need to let go of, and how all great leaders have figured this out. And this is why it's so crucial you dive into this episode right now. I'm not going to hold you back. Ladies and gentlemen, don't tell me that I did not warn you, because this episode is gold, all right? So hey, I can't wait to see you guys in another episode. I'm going to be traveling later this week. We're going to Naples, Italy. So if you're in Naples, shoot me a message. But outside of that, we'll probably do a mini solo episode later on. Can't wait for you guys to listen to this interview. If you guys resonate with it, as always, please feel free to take a photo, take a print screen, send it to me, reach out to me, jay@thejaywong.com. That's my email. And I am at @thejaywong on all social media. Love to hear back from you guys. And I can't wait for you to learn how to tap into your unique ability. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode at the Inner Changemaker. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. I'm so excited to bring you this episode because our guest is a near dear friend of mine. And I always looked at her work as shaping some of the things that I'm doing now. But she is really, in my head, known as the person for unique ability, the concept of unique ability, the concept of tapping into your kind of inner genius. And I got a chance to work alongside her. She's a team leader at
strategic coach, which I've mentioned on this podcast multiple times, and really the pioneering person behind the Unique Ability discovery process. She's the co-author of the books Unique Ability, Creating the Life You Want, and Unique Ability 2.0. So welcome to the podcast, Julia Waller.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay. It's really fun to see you, and it's fun to be here and talk about my favorite topic.
I know. Yes, yes. So it's kind of crazy because I know we were riffing a little off record, and just to kind of, you know, hang out with you again virtually. But, you know, I met you like 5-6 years ago. And to me, I remember when you introduced to me the idea of Unique Ability, and I thought it was so cool. One, I've never heard the word before. So, you know, high levels of dopamine right away, right? But I actually don't know this answer, which is why I'm really excited. How did you become like the driving force of Unique Ability? Because I know strategic coach, like that's such a huge component of the coaching and the training. I think it's in like the second or third workshop when people jump into the program. So how, like, what was that journey of you figuring that out and then becoming this author? Like, how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, it's a fun story. I mean, it's one of those things that just kind of happened organically and happened based on what I was interested in doing. And I guess I just immediately was attracted to the whole concept of Unique Ability. Dan came up with that idea a long time ago when he actually interviewed a bunch of people across Canada when he was working for the government way back in the 80s and interviewed them about their disabilities. And what he discovered along the way was, so they're actually disabled individuals, and he interviewed them. And what he learned was that the people who were the most successful were the people who focused on their abilities versus their disabilities. And he realized that we actually all have disabilities. So anyhow, long story short, I took on the leadership of one of our teams way back when, probably about 18 years ago now. And it was just my natural inclination because I love helping people grow. I love helping people develop. I was a teacher in my former career before I came to strategic coach. And I just love it. I love helping people. I love seeing people's strengths and helping develop them and cultivate them. So of course, when I was all of a sudden a team leader, I thought, well, I need to make sure my team is growing. So I started to look around. I also naturally create processes, which I didn't know about myself before I went through the Unique Ability process myself. I saw these amazing Unique Ability tools that Dan had created over the years to use with our clients. I just pulled them together into a growth process, basically, and started doing it with my team. Just because I wanted it. Dan talks about when you know, creativity comes from you wanting something yourself. So you just go and create it. Starting at Strategic Coach, I realized that I actually could do that. I sort of had the permission to go ahead and create stuff if I wanted it, because that's kind of what an entrepreneurial organization is about, right? So there's a lot of freedom and permission to just go and create stuff if you see the need for it. So when I first started here, there weren't a lot of systems created and documented, and that's what I love to do. I thought everybody liked to do that. I just didn't think it was a big deal that I liked to do it. And I was actually kind of critical of Strategic Coach at the beginning, to be totally honest, because their systems weren't written down and everything. And then finally someone said to me, hey, Julia, why don't you go and do it? And I thought, oh, okay, well, how do I know if I'm good at it? And it's like, well, you know, we understand a little bit about you, so I'm sure whatever you come up with will be great. So that was one of the systems that I first created when I started here. And then word spread around our team, and more and more, you know, other people might like to do this too on the team. And I thought, well, I love working with our team, so I'd love to. I'm always trying to maximize the system of our own team, the people system. I'm not really an administrative system person, but I'm a people system person. So the word kind of spread internally, and that's when we teamed up with Shannon Waller, my sister, who also works at Coach, and Catherine Nomura, because the three of us were just super passionate about this whole concept of Unique Ability. And we thought, wow, this is not just for our entrepreneurial clients, this is for everybody, you know, and how do we get the word out to a greater audience? And so Dan and Babs, being this amazing culture where we have all this freedom, they let us write a book about it. You know, it's their concept, but it was a lot of our experiences and our coaching that we'd done with people, put it in our first Unique Ability book. And then, you know, 10 years later, we thought, well, it's time to refresh the book. And that's when we came out with Unique Ability 2.0. We added in all sorts of fresh stories and new coaching, because since then I had started also working with our clients. to help them figure out their unique ability, because a lot of people, they read a book about it and they're like, well, that's really sounds fascinating. And, you know, the everything sounds really exciting, but they have no idea how to get there. So they needed someone to help coach them through the process. So just through perseverance and persistence on our clients' part, that's when I started doing one-on-one coaching sessions with our clients, where I spent a whole day with people and I really dig deep to try to figure out how to articulate this elusive unique ability that people think they don't have, but they do. And so that's kind of how I am where I am today. It's just been this sort of one step after the next, you kind of follow your nose in the direction of, you know, what interests you and what also is needed by the marketplace. You know, we had clients who needed things. We had a company that needed to be in certain positions doing certain things. But when you match that up with your something that interests you naturally, then that's the fun zone. That's pretty cool. So
well,
that's what I get to do.
I love, you know what I love is that you found your own unique ability, but within an entrepreneurial environment within a company. Right. And obviously strategic coach is, it's definitely one of these unique environments that is one of a kind. But it just goes to show you that, you know, when you start pursuing things that pique your curiosity, right. And you're just naturally drawn to it, you know, some amazing things can happen.
That's the place to start. That's right there. I mean, and I worked, when I was teaching, I was doing some areas of my unique ability already, and that's how I ended up in teaching, which I never thought I would end up there either. But I guess it was just a natural fit for me too. But now I'm in a culture and an environment that even supports that even more. And there's more freedom for our clients, at least, to make some changes and free themselves up from the stuff that they really don't love doing. And that really helps them accelerate their results and make a bigger difference and have more fun.
Yeah. 'Cause
who doesn't want to have more fun when they're doing what they're doing so much of the time in their lives, right? Yeah, I know you're a fun, positive guy too. So
well, and I have to say we're gonna dive right into this in this interview for sure. But I have to say I went through Julia's coaching firsthand and her crafting and helping me figure out the words, the vocabulary, the way that I would describe it, how people would describe it. And it was phenomenal. We're just talking off record how much I referenced that and what an impact that made for me, like even at a young age, maybe at that time, but I still draw on it today. So let me ask you this, because maybe some people that are listening to this, they go, okay, maybe I went too fast, right? Maybe they go, you know, unique ability sounds great, but I don't exactly know what it means. So maybe you can explain us the definition, but I know that there's also a very common question that gets asked, which is, you know, hey, Julia or Jay, hey, I do a lot of things really, really well, right? Is there a way for me to differentiate what I do, you know, that's super well? People have commented on awesome, you know, that I'm awesome at it, but is that considered unique ability? So like, how would you define unique ability at the basis? And then, you know, what's the difference between being really good at something and then unique ability?
Yeah. Okay. So we could talk about that for a long time, but I'll give you the basic, simplest definition. Unique ability is really what you love to do and do best. So we consider it the combination of your talents plus your passion, and you put it together. So a quick answer to your second question there is really when you're really good at doing something, but you don't have the passion part of it, that's the difference. You know, that's what we call excellent activities. So those are activities that you're really, really good at them, superior skill. Other people say, wow, Jay, you're really good at that. But inside, you're kind of like, you know, I'm actually bored of doing that. I've done it so many times. I'm sick of it. Or, you know, it just doesn't tap into this level of passion. You're really good at it, but you don't love doing it. So we want to get both of those components working together. So not only do you have and I think of it as a natural talent. It's like, it came factory installed when you were born. Now, it wasn't cultivated and developed yet, but you have an affinity in a certain way to do something, or you're really interested in something. It's even your natural curiosity is part of your unique ability, right, Jay? And that's partly why you love doing all these podcasts where you really dig in and you're kind of collecting knowledge and resources and putting it in your data bank that you can use to help other people in the ways that you like to help people, right? So, you know, the other definition of unique ability, if you're looking at an activity that you spend your time doing, so if you're just taking, okay, what do I do every day? And you listed out the things that you spend your time doing. I answer emails, you know, I call people, I interview people, I do the logistics, you know, all the audio processing, all that kind of stuff, which some of that stuff is your unique ability and some of it probably isn't, right? You say, okay, so first of all, do I have a superior skill? Would others say I'm really good at it? Now, I say others because sometimes we judge ourselves pretty harshly and we think, well, compared to, you know, Michael Jordan or compared to so-and-so number one on the list, or, you know, we compare ourselves. So first of all, would other people say you're really good at it? You have a superior skill. Are you passionate about it? So do you love it? You know, does it juice you up? Does it give you energy? Do you get energized when you do it? And does it kind of spread that energy to other people around you? And do you have a desire to keep getting better and better at it? So the sense of never ending improvement, not because you're terrible at it, but it's actually because you're already good at it and you find it so fascinating. Dan talks about it as fascinating and motivating. It's so fascinating that you want to just keep doing it more and getting better and better at it and learning more about it and going deeper with it and finding new audiences for it. So if it's got those four criteria, you know, superior skill, passion, energy, and never ending improvement, then it fits in the bucket of unique ability activity. And you use it, you create value doing it. You know, you create some kind of value for other people.
For me, when you say that list, right, you know, a lot of things get mentioned on the podcast. One of the most common sayings that I've heard, you know, literally almost every other guest say it is like, common sense is not common practice, right? So though simple, you know, can be very, very powerful if you can identify those. But I know for me, that last piece of that never ending improvement, that was huge for me when I first discovered it. And just understanding that it's not because I suck at it, you know, it's actually because I'm so good that I could actually see how I can improve from like a 9 out of 10 to maybe we're not even on the right scale. Maybe it's on a different scale that I got to be operating over here. And it's so crazy to think that it's never self-defeating, but it's like, it's just having that awareness, right?
Yes. It's fantastic. People will go places. I think what really happens when you get this never ending improvement is you get this creativity that just would never exist. First of all, it would never exist if you didn't have the passion for it, right? If you didn't have that much energy around it, you would never get this creativity. You would never get this perseverance. All the things that I think the people who really are out there doing amazing things, they have to have those qualities, right? And if they really want to, you know, people who really want to are ambitious, they have big goals, you know, they want to achieve great results, they want to make a big impact, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be about money. It's just about wanting to impact the world in a certain way, which most people don't know what that is, which is why unique ability is so good, right? Because you can actually put words around that. But it's going to take those four qualities for you to be able to really, really create those exponential results. And the more you can start to shave away those other activities and somehow leverage yourself, even if you don't have a lot of resources to do it. There are workarounds, you know, there's technology now, like incredible amounts of technology that you can use to leverage yourself. Or you just sometimes stop doing things. Or, you know, you do certain things, you organize your time differently so that you can get some momentum and then at least do the kind of crappy stuff on maybe some other days if you don't have anyone to delegate that to at this point. But the more you really zoom in on and hone in on those fewer, smaller sets of activities that use all of those natural talents that you have, and you keep strengthening those talents, which is what happens the more you invest in them, the more you spend time doing them, right? You practice and you get better and better and better, then the better results you end up with. And the bigger, I'm also about, you know, how do I help people? Like the people I help, what's fun for me is they have a big influence on a lot of other people. So if I can help one person even, I know maybe they've got a big organization, or even if they have a small organization, but they have a whole bunch of clients or their family or their team, like it impacts, there's a ripple effect from what any change you make, there's a ripple effect on all the people that are in your sphere of connections, right?
For sure. I mean, you help leaders, and that's why like it's awesome to hear some of your case studies, which I would love to dive into. But really quick, for people that are watching this and listening to this, I would highly, highly encourage you guys to go pick up a copy of Unique Ability 2.0. I love the tagline, by the way. I was looking at it earlier. It was like defining your best self. And it's so true. Yes. It's so true. Yeah. And it's like I one of the things that I've come to realize from personal development, I always, I guess before I started the podcast, I always thought it was about more, right? Like the concept of more, like I need more books, I need more programs, I need more seminars or whatever, like more so that I can be enough. But actually, unique ability, I'm pretty sure it was one of the biggest catalyst for me of realizing it's actually not a process of adding on, but it's a process of shedding.
Yeah, stripping away. Yeah.
Exactly. Shedding and getting to what's natural, right?
Yes.
What's that? What is unique to you, unique ability, right? So it's really fascinating. Pick up a copy if you're watching this. You need at least this book. But Julia, since you work with, you know, such great leaders, such great entrepreneurs, and I mean, strategic coach, you guys really cater to the high net worth individuals, people that are not just, you know, doing well, like they're really looking to transform their industry, really looking to lead the way, getting a chance to work up and close with these individuals. What have you noticed, like before, what's life like for these, your clients before they tap into unique ability? Just maybe, I don't know if any examples come to mind or anything.
Sure. Well, first of all, they're already successful, right? But they've hit a certain point where no matter how much harder they work, they're just not getting, they're not hitting that next breakthrough. So they've got to stop doing something. So there's a little bit, you know, a lot of people come to me or they pick up the book because they're like, okay, I want to grow, but I don't know, like, what should I do more of? What should I do less of? Like, that's almost sometimes the basic question. I want to know, how do I filter my activities? How do I filter my opportunities? You know, maybe there's tons of opportunity out there, but you don't know which one to go, like, which one's the best use of me and is really going to match me. So I'll have people come in and they say, I'm not clear. I'm unclear. I don't think I have a unique ability. That's big. You know, I don't really get that what I do is very special and important, which I think is one of the biggest obstacles to unique ability. We call it unique ability blindness because we're sort of blind. It's like the nose in your face. You don't even see it. You're the fish in the water. You don't even see you're in the water. So there's, for, you know, I can give you a couple different examples of some of the ahas that people have after the session, if that would be interesting, because, and it's different depending on where the person's at, obviously, because we're all totally unique, of course. So for some people, it's really, understanding, like one of the exercises we have people do is we have you send out this letter. If you can remember sending out your letter, and it's just basically a letter to 8 or 10 people in your life. Could be colleagues, it could be friends, it could be family, it could be clients, anybody, your neighbors. I've sent it to my neighbors, asking them, what do you think my unique ability is? What characteristics describe me? What kind of things do you count on me for? What do you value about me? And so you end up with this whole list of characteristics that describe you and good things about you, which are really nice to hear, right? Well, so first of all, getting back this letter, if you really take it seriously, which I think lately we've been talking about, really taking your unique ability seriously, the people who really get the best results, take it seriously. You read this feedback and you're actually getting feedback on what difference you're making for the people around you. And that's like almost your first clue of what your unique ability is. And a lot of people will blow it off and they'll, anybody can do that. It's no big deal. It's the stuff that I find easy. It's the stuff that I find fun. And that's a clue, you know, remember the passion criteria, right? That's a clue that you're actually doing something that is your unique ability. But people have this little it's not unique. It's not unique voice in their heads. So I think for some people, the big impact is that A, that they have a unique ability. And I've had a couple clients, interesting, saying that they thought their business was a fluke. They thought they just got lucky. And then when they see the unique ability all listed out on a piece of paper, we kind of have these 10 paragraphs that describe the different elements of your unique ability, and they see it all, and then they trace back in their lives to their businesses and how they've grown. It's like, oh, all of a sudden they see all these connections that they had never seen before. And that results in a huge boost of confidence. I mean, and some of our clients are already very, very confident, but there's just this niggling feeling like, well, maybe it was just a fluke that I got here. So for some people, that's a big aha. And lately I've had a couple of people who for their whole lives, they were kind of told that how they did things was wrong. And I don't know if any of your listeners have had that feeling. Is the school system's not designed for you, or your parents want you to be something that you're not, you know? And so it's really sad. Like, it actually makes me really sad because people have been told all their lives, you know, be different than who you really are and who you are naturally. So they've had to like squish themselves into being something else just to be a good daughter or a good, you know, whatever, to follow the system of the way the world is, right? So when I can actually help people see that the way they're naturally wired is amazing and incredible and beautiful, and to get into some of the nuances of what that really is, and talk about what they're doing and what words would we use to describe it and why do they do it? Like, what's the impact of them doing it? And then they get it. Well, that really creates this, or this gives a huge amount of peace of mind, or, you know, I innovate structures that allow people to think differently or make different decisions or whatever it is. Then people just, I had an email from a client the other day and she says, it's the first time I'm not embarrassed to be who I am. I'm like, whoa, you know, I was happy and also sad that I'm glad that she's now on this path, more embracing after being told that who she was really not wrong. And even we're just talking about this movie that they've made of Dan Sullivan, right? The Game Changer movie. And the one of our clients who produced it and directed it, we did a unique ability session a while ago, and he shared this on the stage. So I think it's okay if I share this, but he was one of those people who was told all of his life that, you know, he was cheating. He's really good at finding shortcuts and coming up with new innovative ways of doing things, right? In the school system, you know, you're supposed to follow the rules and show your work and all those kind of things, right? So I think for all of his life, he'd been sort of told that who he was being was not good, you know? So for him to actually see that on a piece of paper and then appreciate it and be honored sort of for that was a big thing for him. So after that, there's a huge amount of confidence. Like I said, there's a lot of permission and people giving themselves permission really to free themselves up from the stuff that they don't love doing and really lean in and pursue the stuff that they really do love doing. And that's where they get kind of some people who really have the biggest results. I had a client lately where he really took his unique ability seriously. I mean, he ruminated over it, thought about it for about 6 weeks after we had our meeting. And then he went back to his business and he made two huge hires, like huge hires, where his CFO was like, oh, you know, this is kind of dicey. And he did it and kind of, you know, and their company just went like this. And he's completely freed himself up from these two huge roles. He's transforming his business. Their numbers were incredible. As a result, and he's actually freeing himself up from that business and going on to something even bigger, because when he came in, he sort of admitted that he wasn't playing as big a game as he thought he could. So that was another sort of interesting outcome. Every person I meet with is like a totally different story. I mean, I wish someone could interview every single one of them and tell their story, because they're so incredible. But I think there's a common thread of validation, you know, validating who people naturally are and getting that, you know, whatever, even if you didn't see it as unique before, that you start to see it as something special, especially the combination of those different talents put together. And then there's this sense of wanting to go out and do more of that. And then people are happier. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Changemakers, are you enjoying the episode so far? Before we go a bit deeper, I gotta ask, want to go to the next level of your life by playing a bigger game? Want to finally step into the leader that you truly are? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Become the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven secrets from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began this endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can become a changemaker too. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Now back to the episode.
Well, let me ask you this, Julia, because I know you. It's always refreshing, and it's always awesome to be around strategic coach individuals and people that are used to having the coaching and training, because like they're just operating at such a different level, right? And I think Dan always used the word multiplier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're literally moving at light speed. What if for other people that are maybe listening to this, they're watching this and they're not quite there yet, but they kind of innately they want to be there, you know, and they know that they've got something. They just don't know exactly how to tap into that. I can only imagine that there's a lot of fear, right?
Yeah.
After going through their school system, their upbringing, if they were tapping into their gifts or their unique ability, but there was a negative stimuli or they saw a negative response from it, right? Either they got punished or, you know, someone said something to them and that kind of created this blockage. Has there ever been, or I'm just curious, like what your thoughts are on people that are, you know, maybe they kind of realize their unique ability, but they're afraid to kind of be more of them because they've been conditioned almost their whole lives to not tap into that.
I think absolutely. I think even our clients who go and do it they're scared. Some of these big moves they're making are scary. But they, you know, they go through this period of courage where they're scared and they do it anyway. Dan's got some great stories about that, about, you know, I think a lot of our world, people get stuck by their fears. They get stopped by their fears. And I think that's one of the cool thing about entrepreneurs. But we can all learn to think like entrepreneurs. I mean, I'm not an entrepreneur. I come from the school system. I worked as a teacher. So, you know, if I can, but I also love autonomy and I also believe in taking responsibility for my own life. So
yeah,
I think the more that, you know, if I can help empower people to take responsibility for their own, for their future and for their life, whatever they want to do with their lives and not live by someone else's rules, but to really live by their own rules. I mean, really, that's where you're going to make the biggest difference for the world. And you're also going to have the most sense of fulfillment for yourself. And I know it's not necessarily the easiest path. It's usually easier to do what, you know, well, my parents think I should follow in the family footsteps, or I should be a doctor or a lawyer or plumber or whatever it is, you know, play it safe or follow what I guess I've been hanging around. I was, first of all, my parents brought me up in a certain kind of, I guess, alternative background, I could say. And then I hang around with all of the clients that I've hung around with the last 20 years. It gets part of your bloodstream that, you know, all these shoulds, like we should be X, Y, Z, or I should do this, or, oh, I shouldn't. Even as the owner of the company, I should do all the paperwork. It's like, well, who says who? You know, so anytime there's this should, I think this is something for everybody, question it and say, well, says who? Okay, well, who am I listening to here? You know, if you're an adult, or if even, you know, I watch my nieces as they're, you know, 17 years old and they're trying to figure out what to do in the world and with the right kind of parents. I mean, I'd love to, you know, help parents to help their kids cultivate their unique ability, because if we can create that culture where people have the freedom to explore and reinforce what they're really good at from a young age, then at least we're going to get people out there not so much stopped by those shoulds, and teaching kids how to, if you're scared, okay, that's great. So what can you do to mitigate that fear? And then how can you do it anyway? What's one small thing you can do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that, because it's always about, I think life is a game of momentum, right? And when you're in your unique ability, right? That's almost like the feeling of momentum, right? You can almost do it endlessly. So a lot of times it's allowing yourself, right, to be there. And I love what you said, like take a bit of a first step, you know, test it out for a little bit, try it on. What are some things that people could do? Like if they're listening to this, they're like, I just ordered a Unique Ability 2.0. She talked about this letter. I don't know what that means yet, but like, I want to figure out, I want to go deeper. What are maybe some initial steps people could take outside of obviously getting the resource, which I know you go into massive detail in regards to how to do it?
Sure. Well, when we put some of the resources up on our uniqueability.com website, so even the letter that I was talking about, send out the letter. It's super simple. The template's on the website for you. You can just copy and paste it into an email, send it out. You know, I had a client who sent it out to 10 people and it was so impactful, he sent it out to 10 more. You know, send it out to 20 people. Why stop at 10?
Get all the data.
Exactly.
Points.
Well, it's such a cool thing. I mean, you're going to keep these letters. They're pretty meaningful. I've had some people who couldn't even read them because they were so bad at taking in good feedback about themselves. Like I actually had someone delegate the reading of them to somebody else, which I thought was interesting. But to take in that good feedback about yourself is sometimes hard for people. They're not used to it. And we're used to always telling people how they could improve or what they could do better. or here, you should do more of this, well, or shoulds again, right? But if we all took it, like if we're all amazing, like I believe we're all amazing at some level, we all have something to contribute. Now, some people have had a lot, you know, more good fortune than others, or some people are gifted with more talents than others, or the talents that maybe society values more than others, or things like that. But we all have some kind of passion or natural talent that's there somewhere. And for some people, it's really hidden and it's never been allowed to blossom or grow. But I think it's there in everybody naturally. And if you look at any little kid, you'll see it. But some people, it's just gotten squished. So sending out the letter is really profound, even if you did nothing else and sent out that letter. We have a couple tools, the Colby, a couple assessments that we use to help you get language, because trying to narrow down all the complexities and the dimensions of a human being is a really challenging job. And I mean, I do this for a living and it's very challenging for me.
I was going to say.
So yeah. The Colby index, it's KOLBE.com. There's a Colby A index. It's worth the investment. It's like $50 US. And it's the coolest profile that talks about your natural striving instincts, how you go about doing things. It's where I learned that I'm a systems person. I naturally do things in sequential order and put together systems. I thought that everybody did things that way. And, you know, I can organize certain kinds of things. So that's one. And then the Gallup organization has something called StrengthsFinder 2.0. So anybody into personal growth and development, those two assessments are fantastic. And that one gives you your top five strengths. And that's more of what your motivations are. So it's like your positivity and your input and the words, I'm a maximizer. So I love to help, you know, people who have strengths get to a higher level of excellence. And I love to connect people with their talents, which I have developer, which is another one of those things. So those three things are the three main ingredients that I use a lot to help if you're trying to define your unique ability and put it into words. And then the other exercise is really around writing down what you do every day and then looking at, even if you just do it super simple, like what gives me energy? What do I love doing? You know, that's maybe unique ability. What am I good at? You have to be good at it too. Otherwise it's just a hobby, right? If you're not good at it. Well, so it's just for fun. And then what are the ones where I'm good at it, but I don't love it?
Well, I think it's I think everybody should do this. Like everyone listening to this, like stop. Hopefully, if you don't have anything mega important after this, like go find this letter. I'm going to link everything in the show notes and underneath this video if you're watching this on YouTube. And I get all my like we have a inner circle kind of mastermind coaching program, and so when people jump in, I immediately send them the Kobe. You know, totally on me because like, I don't know how to communicate sometimes with certain individuals. And one thing I love to point out that you touched on very brilliantly is that a lot of times it's things that your unique ability are sometimes things that you think like is completely normal.
Yes.
Like you're just like, it's assumed like, oh, it's like, you know, totally everyone does it this way, right? Like how could you not do it this way? It's like very logical if you think about it. But the world doesn't like, it's not like that. And everyone has these like superpowers, these unique gifts. And it's sometimes just bringing awareness to them, you know, it makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I still have those letters.
Yeah,
I still keep those letters and I read them on a, I remember you told me you're like, keep these letters and read them on like a rainy day or something like that.
Yeah. If you're ever feeling your confidence is low or you're in the dumps or something, you pull out those letters. It reminds you of the amazing, because we all have those days, right?
And I kept them and I just read them, reference them every now and then. Right. So, let me switch gears a little bit because I know we're coming up close to wrapping up. The podcast itself, the theme has always been this idea of legacy versus currency. And lately, I think, you know, it's evolved for me where I think it's actually not about trying to change the world, or, you know, people don't actually do things because they imagine that they're going to build a statue for them or however they imagine legacy at the end of their lives. But it's really about stepping into your own, like the best version of yourself, mm-hmm. right? Being the best leader for those around you. How do you think finding your unique ability, how do you think that makes someone become a better leader?
I think that is how you are a leader, is through your unique ability. And so the more clear you are on what that is, the more you can do it, the better you can do it. So if you don't know how you're a good leader, then I don't know how you improve. and how you continue to, how do you find the right audience to be a leader for as well, if you're not really sure on what your unique ability is. So I think that inner clarity, that inner, you talked about awareness, right? Taking what's sort of unconscious, you're good at unconsciously and becoming conscious of that is a really a natural step for a leader to be able to make a bigger impact and to be more successful in their leadership, really, and in their value creation and giving direction.
Yeah. Love it. Is there, I do have one last question for you, but is there a place outside of the unique ability? Like, what if people want to work and like have maybe you or one of your team members like dive into their unique ability? Is there something that they can do? Obviously I think the resource and even some of the templates are an amazing start. Is there any other resource that maybe we forgot to mention?
At strategiccoach.com, we have a lot of other podcasts that Dan does. And I think Dan just did one with Joe Polish on unique ability in his 10-time talks. So you can check out, if you do have any successful entrepreneurs, want to check out Strategic Coach for what we have to offer. But the podcasts that we have, there are a lot of blogs and podcasts on unique ability on our main company, strategiccoach.com website. So that's another great place to go for those learners. I know you probably have a lot of avid learners on who follow you.
That's true.
Right? And they're super curious and they're always trying to grow and learn and be better, because we have a lot of people like that in our program too. So that's another place to go.
That's awesome. Last question for you, Julia, because I'm kind of sad to kind of see this wrap up, because I love conversations like this. It's just like, I'm just super jazzed up and I'm like, yes, everyone has a superpower. It's about tapping into it. Like, go take action on it. The show itself, it's called The Inner Changemaker. Just curious, any pictures, any words comes to your mind when you hear the word changemaker?
I thought about that a little bit, and I guess I think of us all as change makers through our unique ability. Of course I see everything through the lens of unique ability, but, I think, unique ability is interesting in that I think we all, like I said, we want something because that's what we need in order to be our best self. So in order for me to be my best self, I have to organize, I have to be helping people grow. And that's really how I make change, is through me figuring out what that is and finding new ways to do it. And so I'm going to make change and be a change maker in my zone, and you are in yours. And I think everyone has the opportunity, and it doesn't have to be some gigantic thing. It might just be in your, I think we can all make an influence, make an impact in our own area of influence. And again, there is that ripple that makes the world a better place, as corny as that maybe sounds, but,
well, it's true, right? It's I think when people are aligned, with their, not just their mission, but they're aligned with what gives them energy, what they're passionate about, what they can endlessly see improving, right? You end up creating momentum, not just for yourself, but for everyone around you, I just want to take a few seconds and commend you for being a great example of a change maker. I know you've made a big impact on my life and some of the work that I even do today. So it's a total honor for me to celebrate you and to celebrate, your book, your work, and get to share that with, this audience, people that are watching and listening to this. So really, honestly, Julia, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that message with us.
Thank you. I'm super grateful, and hats off to you, Jay, for all that you've created and found this amazing vehicle for using your unique ability to really help people have better lives.
Awesome. So to wrap up, guys, it's never about changing the world. If you listen to this podcast, you know it's not about that. I would say it's really about tapping into your unique ability, right? Like, it's about, that's like what it's like, that's the name of the game, to become the best version of yourself so that you can impact those closest to you. You can change their world, and start there. So I can't wait to see you guys in another interview and another episode. Until then, be well. But once again, Julia, thank you so much. And everyone, go get a copy of Unique Ability 2.0. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes,
as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.